The state's ombudsman's office says staff at Spring Creek Correctional Center violated the law in 2013 when they stripped 12 inmates and locked them naked in cold cells without clothing, blankets, or mattresses for up to 12 hours. The ombudsman made recommendations to rectify the situation in a report released last week. The commissioner of the Department of Corrections says he's determined to prevent something like this from happening again. Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman reports.
In early August of 2013, 14 inmates created a disturbance at Spring Creek by smashing toilets, windows, and sinks. They were moved to segregation. 10 days later, one of the inmates broke a shower head and tried to flood the housing unit. 12 other inmates were accused of encouraging him. They were taken from their cells and chained together, stripped in front of a female staff person, then locked naked into different cells without coverings or mattresses. Staff were not reprimanded for their actions. An inmate filed a grievance that was dismissed by the Spring Creek administrators. Those officials no longer lead the institution. The ombudsman's office found the staff's actions to be illegal, unconstitutional, and against Department of Corrections policy.
This kind of behavior is not acceptable in our prisons.
That's State Ombudsman Kate Burkhart talking about the actions of staff toward the inmates.
These individuals had previously destroyed a significant amount of property in the prison, and that doesn't justify what happened.
She says policies and procedures to protect the safety and dignity of both inmates and staff broke down. The report recommends changing policies on strip searches and the use of restraint devices. Department of Corrections Commissioner Dean Williams says they are already implementing most of those changes and are revising other DOC policies, some of which are more than 20 years old.
What happened then, by every standard that I have and I think our department leadership have, that incident was completely unacceptable.
He says he and his leadership team are pushing to change the culture of the department to prevent incidences like this in the future. Part of that strategy is to improve the relationship between inmates and staff by treating both with respect and humanity.
This whole concept isn't just for the benefit of the inmates. It's really about developing a security. It's another element of security around how you interact. Because when you have relationship with people, even the ones in your custody, they're more likely to have better interactions. So you don't have this developing sort of us versus them dynamic.
Williams also created an internal investigation unit that's independent of the institutions to look into reports like this one and to take corrective actions. The 2013 incident was investigated by the lieutenant who ordered the illegal actions. The ombudsman's report also suggests equipping corrections officers with body cameras. Williams says he's open to the idea and the accountability body cams provide to both inmates and staff, but he needs to consider how the evidence would be handled and how the policy would impact other departments. From Alaska Public Media, I'm Ann Hillman.